Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Stiffer's going off and you're in run. They win it on the first play of overtime.
Buddy, it is another edition of the Sunmost NFL pregame show with the Zen Man, and I do have internet finally, so I am good to go. I am live from Miami, and got some NFL stuff to talk about, of course. Kicking off with just a couple of top news. Obviously, if you haven't heard, the refs are back for the weekend. Actually, we're back for Thursday night football with the Ravens and the Browns, which is the first game that happened this week. I'll get more of that in a minute. But yes, the refs are back this week, and they actually got a pretty good standing ovation, which was pretty cool and funny. But it's good to have them back and not worry about the outcome of the games, at least. The Ravens' Joe Mays suspended after a huge hit on Matt Schaub. You know, he actually appealed it and then lost. What an idiot, you know? Like, he hit him so hard in the head. Matt Schaub missed the entire last year, and they had a shot for the Super Bowl, and he could have done the same thing this year, put him out. I mean, that's just wrong. I don't like it. I mean, if you feel that great, it was a clear, intentional hit. I don't know what to say if he's okay with possibly taking him out. I mean, the Texans are clearly the best team in the NFL. I guess he just wants to take out their quarterback and feel good about it. I don't know. Just stupid. Hakeem Nicks is ruled out this week for the Eagles, for Sunday Night Football. And Tony Romo is not going to talk contract extension until the offseason. And the bye weeks this week are the Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And just really quickly, talking about last week's scores. Last week's scores, Thursday night, Giants beat the Panthers 36-7 in Carolina. Really impressive game for Eli. Buccaneers, Cowboys went at home 16-10. Jaguars, Colts. Jaguars went on the road 22-17. Shout out to T.Y. Hilton for his first touchdown catch, 40-yard touchdown from Andrew Luck. Bills at Browns. Bills win 24-14. Jets at Dolphins, went into overtime. Just Dolphins let this one go. They really did. Dolphins had this one in the bag. Jets won 23-20, though, in Miami. Chiefs over the Saints, 27-24 in New Orleans. Saints now are 0-3. Unbelievable. Bengals-Redskins, Bengals 38-31. That was in Washington, D.C. Rams at Bears went 23-6 at home. Pick up to the week, Niners at Vikings. Vikings win 24-13. Good game by Christian Ponder. Lions at Titans. Another big upset here. Titans has put up a lot of points. I mean, combined in the fourth quarter, these guys put up 46 total between the Lions and the Titans. I don't know what's up with the Lions, to be honest with you. Titans get their first one of the year. I mean, I honestly saw the game. There was, I think, five plays over 6 yards. I think two were on offense. It was kind of a lucky game for the Titans, to be honest with you. But, you know, they obviously played hard and put up a lot of points to beat the Lions. Now Falcons at Chargers. 2 undefeated teams, and the only undefeated team after that would be the Falcons. 26-3 in San Diego. Eagles over Eagles and Cardinals. 2 undefeated teams again. Cardinals stay undefeated there. 27-6 at home. Steelers at Raiders. Raiders win on a Janikowski last-minute field goal. Last second field goal. 13 points in the fourth quarter for the Raiders. They win 34-31. Big Ben had a big game, especially for you fancy goers out there. Texans at Broncos. Texans stay undefeated, 31-25 in Denver. Patriots at Ravens. Very controversial end of the game field goal for the Ravens. I looked at it once, and I couldn't tell if it was good. I didn't watch the game, and I believed it wasn't. I mean, the Ravens win 31-30, but I don't know, honestly, if it was good. You know, they didn't review it, which was weird. I mean, I understand. I mean, that's the last play of the game. I mean, they didn't review the call. Belichick got mad, and he ran over to the refs and grabbed him, and he got a $50,000 fine. I don't really understand that, because how do you not review the call? I mean, that's a game right there. If the Patriots, I mean, if they overturned that, the Patriots win. That's 2-1, not 1-2. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Honestly, I mean, it looked, I don't know, I couldn't tell if it was good or not. I guess where the refs were standing, they pretty much have a guaranteed look. I mean, they're right underneath the goalpost.
They look straight up, and they see the ball, you know, I guess to the right of it.
I mean, I don't know, but I think what's wrong with the review?
I mean, it's a pretty big play. I mean, and I'm talking about this game, and I haven't even got to the next football game,
where obviously the most controversial play of the season and maybe the decade. Seahawks win 14-12 at home against the Packers. Obviously, everybody knows by now both touchdowns were by Golden Tate. The second touchdown was a Hail Mary 40-yard pass from Russell Wilson, which, to be honest with you, was not caught by Golden Tate. It was caught by Golden Tate and the cornerback for Green Bay, Jennings. But Jennings clearly had the ball. And on top of the cornerback catching the ball, Golden Tate actually pushed off really, really, really bad and obvious. And for the refs to all be staring at the end zone, how they didn't see the offensive pass interference is
beyond me. I mean,
the guy choked the guy on the ground. I mean, the refs aren't looking anywhere but the end zone. There's no other play. The ball's been in the air for 5 seconds. Nobody's looking anywhere else. I mean, you had all the refs looking at the end zone, and everybody's kind of looking at the touchdown. How? I mean, that's one thing. I think it's clearly quarterback caught the ball. I mean, but there's no evidence, you know, to prove that. I mean, I think you can guarantee that he caught it, but that can be a
bad call. But there's no excuse for not catching the pass interference. That was obvious by the offense. So that's two really, really bad calls happening to go out of the way somehow.
I'm going to get the victory, 14-12. A lot of bets were shifted from that one bad call. So just very interesting to me. We have one game already. The Browns and the Ravens. Very close game, actually. I mean, you think of the top, you know, a really, really good team at home versus the Browns for a blowout, but it was only a 7-point win, 23-16. Ravens. Looking at the stats, Joe Flacco had another big game. 28-46, 356, 1 TD. Brandon Weeden, 25-52, 320 yards, no touchdowns. Pretty good game for, I mean, that's not a bad game for Brandon Weeden, for anybody, really, in Baltimore. Trent Richardson, 14 carries, 47 yards, one touchdown. Ray Rice, 18-49, no touchdowns. Torrey Smith had 6 catches, 97 yards, 1 touchdown. Anquan Boldin, 9 for 131, no touchdowns. Greg Little, 4 receptions for Cleveland, 77 yards. And Trent Richardson had 4 catches for 57 yards. So this is your stat. But the Ravens win. So they improve to 3-1. And just looking at the schedule for today. All right. We got the Patriots at the Bills. As of right now, I mean, you're looking at the thing, oh my God, the 2-1 Bills are at home against the 1-2 Patriots, but we'll see about that. The Niners at Jets. Seahawks at Rams, Panthers at Falcons, Vikings at Lions, Chargers at Chiefs, Bears at Texans, Bengals at Jaguars, Raiders at Broncos, Dolphins at Cardinals, Redskins at Buccaneers, Saints at Packers, Giants at Eagles, which will be the Sunday night game at 8:20 o'clock tonight at NBC. And tomorrow, Bears at Cowboys on ESPN. So those are your schedules. And let's get into my predictions. I had this prediction for my Thursday night show. I just don't know. Dolphins and Cardinals, I that's my upset of the week, honestly. I predict that upset. So I have to change my prediction. I really do. I think that the Dolphins win 27-24. I just think the Cardinals are going to have to lose a game or two. Dolphins aren't as bad as they look. I know I'm a Dolphins fan, and I get it, but I just have a feeling. I can't deny the feelings, so I'm just going to go 27-24 Dolphins. Panthers at Falcons, 29-24 Falcons at home. Patriots at Bills, I think Patriots win 34-20. Vikings at Lions with 27-19. Chargers at Chiefs, 31-20 Chargers. Seahawks at Rams, 24-14 Rams. 49ers at Jets, I think it's a big win for the Niners, 30-12. I mean, even if they didn't lose last week, they're still maybe the best team in the NFL. The Jets aren't anything to me. So that wasn't a shot at them from last week. I'm just saying they're not a good team. Compared to the 49ers, I don't care where they play it at. I mean, it should be a blowout for the Niners. Titans at Texans, big game for the Texans, 41-15. Raiders at Broncos win 31-28. Bengals at Jaguars, Bengals win 34-27. Saints at Packers, 40-31 Packers. It might be a bigger win, but you got to remember the Saints are still the Saints. Drew Brees, I mean, I know I'm predicting that a high point over the Packers, but by the way they've been playing, it should be a much bigger win. But, hey, the Packers are only 1-2, right? So, I'm just kidding. They are, but they're a much better team than that, obviously. Buccaneers win 34-30 at home against the Redskins. Eagles, Giants. I mean, I had this prediction before. I saw Knicks was out, but I still think it's not Knicks winning these games. It's Eli Manning. I've actually given the Eagles a little generosity here. I think 37-28 Giants on the road. Bears, Cowboys win 31-28 at home. Cowboys and Bears, both very similar teams. Both a little inconsistent, but I guess when it's out, go with the home team, right? So those are my predictions.
And I guess I'm going to my fantasy predictions really quick. How about I go to my fantasy top performers last week? I have it all right here in my Yahoo.com. Two of my top 5 fantasy QBs.
And Roethlisberger had 82 points last week. 384, 4 touchdowns, 1, no interceptions.
8 rushing yards. Bill Flacco, 64 points.
382, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Jake Walker, 63 points. He had 378 yards, 2 touchdowns, 35 rushing yards. Peyton Manning had 56 points, 330, 2 touchdowns. And Matt Ryan had 275 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. And honorable mention to Andrew Luck with 56 points as well, a little under Matt Ryan, 313 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, 50 rushing yards. Looking at my running backs, Jamal Charles came out and had a huge game, 233 yards, 1 touchdown, 55 receiving yards. That's almost 300 all-purpose yards. That's just ridiculous. Maurice Jones-Drew, 177 yards, 1 touchdown, 16 receiving yards. Jamal Charles, had 57 points. MJD had 51. Andre Brown had 43 points with 113 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 17 receiving yards. Ray Rice had 101 yards, 49 receiving, 101 rushes, 42 points, and Mikel LeShoulder for Detroit had 100 yards rushing, 34 receiving, and 41 points. And Harry Foster at number 6 in points. Look at the wide receivers really quickly. AJ Green had 183 receiving yards, 1 touchdown for 45 points. Calvin Johnson, 164 yards, 1 touchdown for 42 points. Torrey Smith, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns for 36 points. Mike Wallace, 123, 1 touchdown for 32 points. And Larry Fitzgerald had 114 yards, 1 touchdown for 31 points. Honorable mention, I got to do it. T.Y. Hilton, 113 yards, receiving 55 return yards. He has 30 points. Congrats to T.Y.
Makes some fantasy impact now. I like that. And looking into my predictions this week, I have QB Aaron Rodgers, 350, 3 touchdowns versus Saints. Tom Brady, 330, 3 touchdowns versus Bills. Matt Schaub, 310, 3 touchdowns versus Titans. Peyton Manning, 280 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Raiders. And Andy Dalton, 275, 2 touchdowns versus Jaguars. For your running backs, Arian Foster, 130, 2 touchdowns versus Titans. Jamal Charles, I think it'll be another big game at home, 2 touchdowns versus Saints. 110 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the San Diego Chargers. MJD, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Bengals at home. Darren McFadden, Deagle, 100 yards, 1 touchdown. In Denver, Doug Martin, 100 yards, 1 touchdown versus Washington. Wide receivers, Audrey Johnson, 135, 2 touchdowns versus Tennessee. Danny Amendola, I think of a big game, 120, 2 touchdowns at home against Seattle. Calvin Johnson, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns at home against Minnesota. Dwayne Bowe, 100, 2 touchdowns versus San Diego. And Julio Jones, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns versus Carolina. So that's my that's my predictions for fantasy. Still 2 more things to go over. I have about 10 minutes left. So you guys know, feel free to call in. Number to call in is 347-215-9420. Answer anything you want. Call in, talk about whatever you want. So give a shout out. Just moving on, I have 2 more things. Really quick, I have my injury report and my power rankings. And let's go with my power rankings right now. I know last week I was crazy. I had everything mixed up. Everything still looks mixed up, but that's right. It was smooth this week. It's just the last 10 are killing me. These guys are like all garbage. I'll see what we have here. Number 32, the Browns. Number 31, the Titans. Number 30, the Rams. Number 29, the Colts. 28, Chiefs.
27 Dolphins, 26 Raiders. At number 25, the Broncos, 24 the Jaguars, number 23 the Saints, 22 Bills, 21 Jets, 20 Panthers, 19 the Buccaneers, at number 18 the Chargers, number 17 the Lions, number 16 the Vikings, number 15 Seahawks, number 14 Redskins, at 13 the Eagles, at 12 the Steelers, at 11 the Bears, at 10 the Bengals, at number 9 the Cowboys, at 8 the Patriots, only because they're 1-2, at number 7 the Falcons, at number 6 the Cardinals. I mean, they're undefeated. I got to put them up there. At number 5 the Packers, at number 4 the New York Giants, at 3 the Ravens, 2 49ers, and a new number 1 is going to be the Houston Texans, and they are a great team. I really hope that everybody stays healthy. It's only fair. That team is a new franchise, man. They've gotten really good really fast. It's crazy. And I don't have my audio files today. I wish I could put the little baby crying. Had some pretty cool effects, but it's all right. Whether or not you have it or not, I'm going to get into my injury reports, and I'm going to skip over the two teams that played Thursday night. Let's start off with New England. A lot of questionables here. Julian Edelman and Eric Hernandez are going to be out. Running back Shane Vereen is questionable. Rob Gronkowski is questionable. For the Bills, obviously Fred Jackson, he's questionable. He's not going to play. C.J. Spiller is questionable as well. The two running backs, I actually picked them choice, so yeah, they're going to get today. For Tennessee, probable Javon Ringer with an elbow injury. Jared Cook, tight end, shoulder, questionable. Kenny Britt is questionable as well. For Houston, everybody here is probable. I'm not going to go over everybody, but Larry Foster, Andrew Johnson, they're all going to play. The only out is wide receiver Lester Jean. For the San Diego Chargers, quarterback Sharice Wright is out. Nate Kading is questionable. For the Chiefs, Peyton Hillis is doubtful. Kevin Boss, tight end, is out. Dwayne Bowe is questionable. Dexter McCluster is questionable as well. Steve Breston, wide receiver, has a knee injury. He's questionable. The Vikings, Christian Ponder is probable. Everything's good here, really, for the Vikings. Detroit has a lot of injuries here. Everybody's pretty much probable. Linebacker Travis Lewis is doubtful. Tony Scheffler, tight end, is questionable. That's the only thing I wasn't sure about was Matthew Stafford, but he said he's probable. So I guess he got hurt last game, had a hip injury, but he's fine now. So looking at Carolina, Jonathan Stewart is probable. Linebacker John Beeson is questionable. Mike Polak, guard, is out. Pretty much it. For Atlanta, Usaka Polite, running back, is out with a hamstring injury. Tight end Michael Palmer, shoulder injury, is out. Cornerback Christopher Owens is out. Antoine Smith, running back, is out as well. For Seattle, everybody's pretty much playing for Seattle's. John Moffitt is a guard injury. He's doubtful. For the Rams, Matt Daniels, safety, hamstring injury, he's out. Rodgers,
I'm just big time old guy. I'm just trying to help your fantasy team out. No big injuries there. Looking at San Francisco, Ted Ginn, Brandon Jacobs, still questionable. I don't look to have, they're probably going to have a big game. Patrick Willis, probable. Brandon Davis, probable. They're fine. Start them. Huge list here for the Jets. Good lord. God, it's like a page long. Looking down the list, LaRon Landry, safety. He's probable. Dustin Keller, tight end. He's questionable. I know Jarrell Reeves is going to be out probably for the rest of the season. Garrett Revis, no plan. Mark Sanchez, probable. All right, Dolphins, Tony McDaniel, defensive tackle's out. I don't know why. There's no really big names here. Yeah, no big names. It should be fine. Reggie Bush is questionable, actually. He's the only one with the injury. I hope he plays. Daniel Thomas might get a few carries this week. If you're questioning Reggie Bush starting, I probably wouldn't. Arizona, Todd Heath is doubtful. Skelton is questionable, although they're probably going to stay with Cobb since they're undefeated. For Oakland, Dan McFadden, probable. Janikowski is probable as well. Darius Hayward Bay is doubtful. For Denver, Jacob Tammy, tight end, is probable. Willis McGahee is probable as well. He had a rib injury, but he's full practiced. Cincinnati, no big injuries here. Jacksonville, Rashad Jennings is probable. Everybody else is fine. For New Orleans, really no injuries here. Three outs, two linebackers and a defensive end, so they're fine. Green Bay, I don't think they're fine right now.
Well, offensively,
they're okay. Okay, Green Bay looks okay. Washington, Pierre Garçon is questionable. For Tampa Bay, everybody looks good. New York Giants, Akeem Nicks is going to be doubtful. They said he's not going to play today, so don't play Akeem Nicks. For Philadelphia, LeSean McCoy is probable. He should be fine. Definitely start him. Chicago, Matt Forte is questionable. I think if he, I wouldn't start him. Urlacher and Julius Peppers did not participate in practice, but I'm sure they'll be fine. They're just resting. Earl Bennett, wide receiver, is questionable for Dallas. No big injuries here for Dallas. Miles Austin had a hamstring injury, but he's probable. DeMarcus Ware, hamstring, is probable as well. And everything else is good for the Cowboys, and that is your injury report. And I got everything done in a half hour. Pretty good.
It's that. We have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to end the show. Thank you all for listening in. Make sure to tune in and update another edition of the Seminoles NFL pregame show with the Zen Man. More news, more good stuff to talk about. And make sure to join me and Hootie Thursday nights at 11 o'clock for the Seminoles Sports Wrap for all your sporting news. With that, thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys next week. Good luck to all your teams out there, and have a good day.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm, got him three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on.